telling his tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames.
Wisconsin and beyond. Hope y'all are doing well. Happy Monday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's a pretty gosh darn good weekend for Wisconsin sports. I certainly had my fill and then some with the Brewers' incredible come-from-behind victory, the Packers chalking up yet another in the W column on the back of quarterback Malik Willis. Who would have seen that coming? I mean, holy cow. I also went and saw just a bit outside yesterday after that incredible Brewers win and the Packers victory against the Titans, which is a two-hour masterpiece reminiscing and frankly sort of love letter to the 1982 Brewers. But more than that, a love letter to Wisconsin sports fans and Wisconsin baseball fans, especially. There were a couple of particularly poignant moments in that film where the Brewers, one of their star pitchers that they had traded for just at the very tail end of the 82 season to help them in the playoffs, a guy by the name of Sutton, talked about after they had lost in an absolute heartbreaker to St. Louis in Game 7. When he arrived at County Stadium the day after that heartbreaking loss, after a parade of fanfare where thousands of Brewers fans came out, it didn't seem to the fans or to the team as if they had lost the World Series. But Sutton said in an incredibly touching moment that he, of course, always wants to win a World Series, but that given the choice of being in St. Louis the day after that final Game 7 and being in Milwaukee and County Stadium and celebrating with Milwaukee fans, he would have rather been in Milwaukee, which I thought was...
Well, yeah, I mean...
It was really special. I can't say enough about the movie. So lovely. And again, it really speaks to how each and every one of you make the sports environment in the state of Wisconsin so amazing. You're not a huge sports fan, like everybody knows what's going on with that stuff. And I think it's an incredible source of pride. And sports bring us all together. I think that's one of the things that's really nice about these moments. And certainly yesterday, the Brewers not disappointing. They came back from an 8-0 deficit against the Arizona Diamondbacks. That was wild.
Those first couple innings were a little hard to watch. And then it all turned around and it was amazing.
It was totally wild, folks. That is my producer, Jess. I think a lot of people turned it off by the third inning and thought, we got the division championship sewn up. And we're in the playoffs. But that was incredible. 8-0 deficit. They ended up beating the Diamondbacks 10-9. That is tied for the second biggest comeback in franchise history.
Good job, crew.
I know. Amazing. And it's the biggest comeback for Milwaukee since 2004 when we came back from a 9-0 deficit against Cincinnati. So kudos to the crew. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Keep watching this space. Who knows? Maybe we might get a first round bye. Not decided yet. And then, of course, Malik Willis. He got a little revenge against the Titans this weekend. That was pretty gosh darn exciting. I was sort of cheering out of both sides of my mouth, flipping channels, trying to consume both games at the same time. But that's a great weekend for everybody in Wisconsin sports. That third and long from Malik Willis to Christian Watson, saw it hanging up there like it's in slow-mo. Oh my gosh, he's going to get that. I bet you all were screaming at your TVs. I certainly was, jumping up and down all day yesterday. And then, of course, ending with my big crocodile tears at just a bit outside. I couldn't help but crying at that movie. Oh. And of course, my dad came with. There was a group of eight of us, a bunch of my buddies and my dad. It was a good moment. And again, if you haven't checked that out and you are a Brewers fan or just a baseball fan, there's a lot in that movie, including the importance of umpires to get every pitch correct.
It's a crazy role. Like, I know that it's popular to blame the ump when, you know, they're not calling things that maybe you're seeing it, but it is so much that they are keeping an eye on, and they do not have the benefit of being able to go frame by frame the way that, you know, you can do when it's digital and you're going through a recording. They're seeing it live.
Yes, and there is a ball strike call. I believe it was in game two of that 82 World Series, where by all accounts, the ump should have called strike three and it would have closed out the Cardinals, and it likely would have led to a Brewers win of that game, which would have led to the Brewers winning the World Series. Like, literally one pitch call, folks. It's all there in just a bit outside. A really, really cool flick. Loved watching that. But we have a packed show for you today. There are just a few things happening this weekend, you know, like the government getting funded. Here's our show lineup so that all of you can be sure not to miss a single minute of it. We've got Colin Seeberger from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. He was on, I don't know, a week or two ago. He's going to join me at 2:30, specifically talking about Project 2025 and abortion, because that's a big deal. And the language in Project 2025 and the things that they're promising are downright scary, because it's an explicit entrenchment and entanglement of a very narrow and, I would say, hyper ultra conservative take on Christianity, basically defining our government policy. Last time I checked, there was supposed to be a separation of church and state, but, you know, maybe I got that wrong. At 3 p.m., of course, it's Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. We're going to be joined by Nabil Ahmed, Director of Economic and Racial Justice at Oxfam. We're going to talk about how inequality globally and the increase in wealth inequality globally is destabilizing and in and of itself a threat to international cooperation and world peace. Of course, the United Nations convening in New York, President Zelensky of Ukraine here to address the General Assembly. And the other huge topic of discussion, not just Ukraine and what is occurring in the Mideast, but this idea of increasing an acute global inequality has got everybody buzzing in New York City. And last but not least, Dom Salvia is going to be joining me in the 3:30 slot. Little lead into Dom taking over the reins at 4 p.m. Of course, in that 4 p.m. hour, we're going to have Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, where in that 4 o'clock hour, if you've got the app, the Civic Media app, which you can get for free from any of your favorite app stores, you can text in the word of the hour, which Dom will give you in that 4 o'clock hour. That's going to enter you to win $100 or some gold jewelry. And that text will also enter you to win for our grand prize, which we'll give away at the end of this week, which is a pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. That would be quite the nice holiday present to yourself.
Oh, for sure.
And again, club level.
Yeah. Go get treated real nice.
Yeah, that is always the hook when it is those deep late December games. Yeah, I have frozen my tushy off at the Frozen Tundra and Soldier Field and a few other places watching sports. But Civic Media's got you covered there, folks. Get your phones ready for that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But let's get to the business of the day. We have a spending deal. Thank goodness. I was a little surprised that Speaker Johnson gave up the ghost eventually, because he had made it his personal crusade in this governmental funding bill to get some piece of it, a poison pill, added in there that would require people to prove their U.S. citizenship when registering to vote. Here's the deal. Like, that's already the law.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seemed familiar from when I registered to vote.
Yes.
I certainly had to do that.
It's pretty insane because, again, that's already the law. So what are you doing? What this is was designed to do by Republicans, because it sounds kind of reasonable, right? It's like, oh, well, when you register, prove that you're a citizen. The documents that are required to register in many states, there are also back-end protections that check the voter registration list. Like, there are all sorts of mechanics going on here. But what this was actually designed to do was permit a lot of objections to voters on voting day. It's kind of a scare tactic.
So what you're saying is that it's not actually to make sure that, you know, our voting is secure. It's to keep people from voting.
Oh, yeah.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's
just
different.
Interesting. And of course, slow the machinery down, right? Inject false uncertainty. All of this sort of anti-democratic language that you hear from conservatives now all the time. It's weird. They say they're patriots, but they do everything possible to undermine our democracy by undermining the right to vote. So again, a poison pill. Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, finally gave that up. They just hit a clean continuing resolution to continue to fund the government, basically at current levels, because that would have been a disaster for Republicans. But of course, Donald Trump wanted it. We're going to listen to what Glenn Grothman, that genius, had to say about the whole...
Rumpled.
Yes. He always wears the same suit. We'll talk about it because he's weird. Hear what Glenn Grothman had to say about this whole mess when we come back here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. More in just a moment. Freedom, freedom, I can't.